Set by local boards, the common construction wage is a sort of minimum wage for public construction projects. Pete Rimsens is the executive director of the Indiana State Building and Construction Trades Council, a workers group leading the charge to keep the common wage. He notes that for a practice that's been around for 80 years, lawmakers haven't spent much time studying its repeal.
It's been bantered about in back rooms, but there's no formal vetting of it. And normally, the General Assembly is pretty good about doing that during session, or pretty good about doing that in the summer study committee.
The bill came out of the House Employment, Labor, and Pensions Committee. In the Senate, Republican leader David Long says the chairman of the Senate Pensions and Labor Committee isn't completely supportive of repealing the common wage this year.
I don't think he's opposed to, you know, the bill itself. I think he has been outspoken saying, I would like a summer study committee first, which we thought we had last year, and it got nixed at the end.
But Long is bypassing the Labor Committee. Instead, the bill will go to Tax and Fiscal Policy, where it's much more likely to come to the floor unchanged. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.